Tom Cerutori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, special teams can make or break a hockey game, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And again, that was just, some of those goals, they were self-inflicted. And no, just unacceptable. Unacceptable, guys.
Well, the second period, you guys came out and played, I think, a lot better than the first. And you held Mankato to three shots. That's a pretty rare feat against a team that likes to shoot the puck. I thought defensively you were pretty sound there in the second.
Well, we managed the puck. That's why you're always going to be defensively sound, Biss, when you manage the puck. And we didn't in the first period. So what you're doing is you're putting a lot of undue stress on your defense, and so now we got to play a lot of defense in the zone. We're doing a lot of chasing. We're tired. We're fatigued, and then by the time we get a puck out, we're line changing. So you never get into a rhythm. Now we manage the puck in the second period, and they're doing this. They're line changing, so they can't get into a rhythm. And that's all you got to do sometimes. And again, we were our own worst enemy in the first period.
Shorthanded goals can be one of two things, either a blatant breakdown or just some sheer blind luck for the other team. And it doesn't matter. They're both equally deflating, are they not?
Oh, big time. Big time, Schultze. Again, self-inflicted. I mean, it's just, we beat ourselves. We beat ourselves in those instances. You know what? You just can't, you can't let that happen. It's going to happen occasionally, but are you kidding me? Two times in one game, and... No, it's just unacceptable, guys.
On the power play for you guys, Tom, it seemed like you had a lot of trouble getting some puck possession in the offensive zone. You dump it in, and Mankato would win the chase. Then they try to bring it in, and Mankato met you at the blue line. They did a pretty good job stifling your power play tonight.
Yeah, we didn't chip. I mean, you got to get pucks behind them. You got to release pucks. You got to go win a turf war. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Yeah, you have no choice, and. No, again, you try to be too cute on the offensive blue line right there, and you're exactly right. They're going to clear pucks right there. So, once in a while, you just got to ham and egg it. And, we just got to get it behind it. We got to win races, and then we got to possess it from there.
I thought no matter what the situation was, they were very, very aggressive. Do you change a breakout based on, the fact that they were coming after you pretty good there early on, especially?
We did. I thought we were better when we had more speed and we went to a four-man breakout. It was a little better. What they were doing is they just kind of – I always compare it to the red zone in football. They backed up and they shrunk the neutral zone. And, no, they just had numbers on the attacking blue line to the red line right there. And it is. It's tough on entries. And once we had a little more speed, I thought we got into a little bit of a rhythm. But then you got to chip pucks and then you got to win races. And, I mean, we were inconsistent, obviously, on our entries, but it got better as the game progressed. But the bottom line is they got a couple shorties, and, that was our nemesis.
We've got to talk to you about one positive at least. Jerry Fitzgerald, four games in, has five goals. That goal tonight was just a goal scorer's goal, was it not?
Oh, he can shoot a puck, guys, and you've seen that now over the course of the first four games.
Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.